that see you, they see God. You carry God. Moses stayed in the prison, and when he came out, the Bible said they could not look at his face. Tell somebody, spend time. All this morning devotion spirit. People will sleep till around 5:30. Now wake up. Your hands. Amen. Amen. Your hands. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, I know you come from. Where did he come from before? I will enter his gate. Last year, I will enter his gate. 2 years ago, I will enter his gate. Last month, where will you enter? Enter now. Are you threatening God? I will enter. For the past 6 months, you have been planning to enter. Would you enter? Tell somebody, I have entered. Stop saying you will enter. You have entered. There are some songs that just sleep or wake up. Lower, lower, lower. Lower, Satan. They are going lower with Satan. They join in to go lower. So start singing. When I look at my right, I see Satan has fallen. When I look at my left, I see Satan has fallen. When I look your right, Satan. Your left, Satan. Your front, Satan. Where is Jesus? Are you sure you are not a bony? Are you sure you are not a cortic? Everywhere around you, Satan, Satan, Satan. People are doing devotion. Morning devotion is brief. It's committing the day to the hand of God. It's not an evening service. 5 minutes, 10 minutes is okay. God, to worship God, read what you have to read, commit the day to the hand of God. That's what it means, a devotion. Anybody you see spending time in morning devotion did not pray at night. So he's trying to cover up for the waste. I tell them in my house, when they are doing long, I say, well, I understand. People didn't pray. We that prayed, let us go and rest. Summarize this thing so we can go and rest. You see them, they say, Father, as we go out, anything they are planning, they are finished planning. They are finished planning. They are finished. Lord, we know that witches are gathered now by 6. What is wrong with you? By 6? Father, now we know. We know, Lord God Almighty. 7 a.m. Some people do devotion by 7:30 in the morning. That's fellowship with God. It's not a time to be rebuking. That's fellowship with God. 7:30. Say, good morning, Jesus. By 7:30, heaven has closed for morning session. Are you following that? It's important. Spend time early, early. Ladies and gentlemen, arrest your day early. Early. 2 a.m., 1 a.m. You are not waking up because there's a demon somewhere. You are taking charge of the day. 30 minutes prayer at midnight is stronger than 5 hours prayer in the day. Because when you catch a person red-handed, no case. By when they are operating, that is when you appear. Kabaladabaya. Check people that do exceptional things. They are men of the night. Check politicians. No, check most high government functionaries. Night. There is something about the night. There is something about the night. So you must have that understanding. Tell somebody, spend time. Ask the person, do you want power? Know the Holy Spirit. Do you want to know the Holy Spirit? Desire Him. Live holy. Spend time. Number 2 things that bring the Holy Spirit is the Word. Tell somebody the Word. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, he said, number 2 things that bring power, is the word. He said, Jesus was teaching, there were doctors of the law and Pharisees, Luke 5:17, come out of every tribe of Jerusalem and Galilee, and the power of the Lord was present to him. Why? The word of the Lord was being declared. So the power accompanied the word. He said, the word was going on, the power was available. So anywhere the word is, present, the power is present. Show me a church that is loaded and crazy about the world. Miracles will happen naturally. He said, and the power, the Bible says, he upholdeth all things by the word of his power. You can never separate the word of God from the power of God. For the Spirit moved on the surface of the earth. And God said. So if you want to flow in power, you must become a word addict. You must be intoxicated. Tell somebody, intoxicated. Say it louder. Say it louder. What is intoxicated? Say louder. You must be intoxicated by the word. Lift up your Bible. Lift up your Bible. Lift up your Bible. Lift up. Say, neighbor, this is my Bible. My father did not write it. If he wrote it, he wouldn't have written his mistakes. My mother did not write it. If she wrote it, she would not have written her past before she met my father. My wife did not write it. If she wrote it, she would not have written submit to your husband. My husband did not write it. If he wrote it, he would not have written love your wife. It is the word of God. You must become an addict. You see power manifesting naturally. Tell somebody, you need the power of God. Become a wordite. Make up your mind that every month you must have at least 10, 20 chapters in your spirit that you can call back to memory without opening the Bible. Make it a vow that every month at least 10 new verses. If you can't do chapters, do verses. It gets to a point you can do, if you can't do chapters, do verses. It gets to a point you can now do full chapters. You can now do chapters after chapters. I remember I ran mad one time when a bishop came, when, you know, the archbishop, late archbishop, that was a God's great servant. In my opinion, the greatest man of God that has lived on the face of the earth is Archbishop Idahosa. In my opinion. Because the time he came up, there was darkness everywhere. In my opinion. That has lived on the face of the earth and transformed the mindset of people about Christianity. The Archbishop. Now, there was a time we were in the convention and pastors were coming and talking and a bishop just came out and come back to memory, like they say, rehearse, cram. Is it cram? Cram. Hebrews 11, from verse 1 to the end. When the guy was reading, I was looking. That night, myself and two brothers that came to church, we didn't talk to each other. We're just going home, feeling defeated like sinners. If a bishop that is this busy, because we are not married, we are single, and the man finished, when he finished Hebrews 11, he now entered chapter 12. He said, why am I quoting all this? Seeing that we are encompassed with so great a cloud of witness. I say, leave this one for us. Let's go and rehearse this one now. The man finished it. So I got home that day. I closed the Bible. I started studying. I said, this thing must enter. This head. I began to go. And I put it in my spirit. Enter chapter 12. Put everything in my spirit. I said, okay, quoting versus quoting. We shall quote when we see ourselves. But there are people, they know nothing about the Bible. But all they know is home video. Home video. Can't you show your language? There's nothing good coming out of your mouth. Home video. Are you serious? All expressions of home video. It is a lie. No wonder you are not living well. You keep watching home video and keep suspecting yourself. Or what do they do in movie? It's to suspect themselves. And that's all you have in your spirit. Part one, part two. You can call names of movies and people that feature in them. But what happened in the Bible, you don't know. If I ask you now, open to the book of Zebrudiah. Some people will look for it. A young man said, Papa, I'd like you to be my father. I said, who are you? He said, I'm a pastor. I said, open to the book of Abraham. The guy started looking for it. I said, you have Abraham in your Bible? He said, yes, I studied it this morning. Book of Abraham. I studied it this morning. I said, you want me to mentor you? Even though I'm your mentor, you become a mentor. You are a risk. I cannot come close to this kind of mentor. Am I speaking to somebody right now? Become an addict of the Bible. Before you grab your phone, grab your Bible. A man called Smith Wigglesworth. In his lifetime, God used him to bring back to life about 8 dead people. He told his members, the fellowship he had, he said, any day you see me without a Bible, I will give you money. He told the members, trust, you know there are people, their ears like shovel. When the pastor talks, they don't hear directly. It's the indirect, the wrong ones.
They say, okay now, no problem. They mark him. So we come to his house. Pastor, they want him to just leave, move the around the compound without Bible, so that they will collect money from pastor. Many were marking him. So one day he left his house and was going to his garden. He was on shirt and on trousers. While he was going to his garden, the member just came out. Pastor, you're not with your Bible. He brought out his New Testament from his back pocket. He brought out his New Testament Bible. Why? He was addicted to the word. No wonder he was a man of power. One time he brought a dead man or a dead woman, I can't remember, and put the dead person on the wall. And the person, he carried a corpse and threw the corpse on the wall. He said, wrong. And the corpse fell down with the head. And everybody said, gee. He carried the corpse again. Put the corpse on the wall. He said, wrong. He fell down with the head. And the man shouted, you are wicked. This one is dead. And he said to the man, mind your business. This is my business. The third time he lifted the person on the wall and said, run on the spot, dead body. The man knew that even if that person fought 10 times, the word of God has said to him, for with God, it has entered his system. If I speak concerning your life, if I speak about you or I pray for you, the reason I don't doubt is because you are too small to make the word of God in vain. Even you say you don't have faith, my faith is stronger than your doubt. Am I speaking here? To enjoy the Holy Ghost, be connected to power. So that's the first benefit of redemption. The second benefit of redemption, the Bible says power and riches. Somebody shout riches. You didn't say that word, riches. The Oxford Dictionary meaning of riches is material prosperity, financial prosperity, liquid cash-wise corrential prosperity. When a man gets to a level where he begins to gather finance, gather properties, gather prosperity, gather financial material things. Am I speaking to somebody right now? Watch what the Bible says. It says, darkness shall come, Gentiles rather, shall come to thy light. And kings shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Gentiles shall come to your light. When you get born again, the Gentiles speaks of those who are not saved. When the light of God shines upon you, it attracts Gentiles. You are now born again, it will attract sinners. But there are certain class of people that will not come just because you are saved. Hello? The Bible says, Gentiles will come to your light, but kings will come to the brightness of your rising. In other words, now you are saved. It's a first level. But when you now rise, it attracts kings. There are people that will not serve your God just because you are now a Christian. They want to see that financially you have come up to their level. That's what that place means. It says, and kings will come to the brightness of their rising. Why? Because they know you were financially incapacitated, but all of a sudden heaven opens your door and you are swimming in wealth. So they ask a question, how come? Because nothing threatens a rich man like a fellow rich man. Did you understand what I said? Nothing makes a rich man develop heartache like sin, and that is why at that level they fight themselves. So they see you have come up to speed to their standard. Shocked. So once you are born again, Bible says you move into the realm of riches. That tells me that by the power of the Holy Ghost, everyone under the influence of my voice, your hand will no more be dry. Financially, I call wealth. Oh my God, I wish I was in the church this morning. I see money entering your hand. I see money entering your hand. I see money entering your hand. You cannot be beautified until you are monified. Forget my English. So long you understood. Somebody shout riches. Speaks of possession. Material blessings. Riches. Possession. Poverty can't be around you from today. Even if you like to be poor, I reject it on your behalf.
Listen, we grew up to be told. I don't know if you were saved at that period. There was this might, this erroneous truth going about that the poorer you are, the holier you are. Did you witness that the poorer you are, the purer. The late Archbishop bought a car in the days where people believe you go to heaven when you trek. So the late Archbishop bought a car, and all the elders of his church became angry that he had backslided. They said, you have backslided. And they were crying for him. So one day he was driving his car and it was raining. The elders were inside the rain. So they now stopped. They said, "Pastor, carry us." He said, "Enter the car and backslide with me." Since you say I've backslid, now it was a might, as it were. People believed that the poorer you are, that let me use that a scarcity means chastity, that you are chaste, you are pure, you are clean when you are broke. But listen, please listen to this. You can't really say you are tempted when you have nothing. Let me explain that. When a man has no money, he says, "I won't sin." You can't sin. You are broke. He says, "I'm not going to drink again." You cannot afford the bottle of alcohol. So stop saying you are no more a drunkard. You are broke. You see somebody who is broke, say, "I've made up my mind. I will never touch the bottle again." Keep quiet. Have money to buy a carton. Have money to buy cartons. And yet you don't buy. That is righteousness. So you can't say, you see a man who says it's no more immoral, or a lady who says, I must dress well, I will never dress anyhow again. It's because there's no money yet. When money comes, straight to a boutique. So we only say you are pure when you have opportunity to sin and you still say no. That is why a poor man cannot. Please listen. You know, I'm taking my time to explain, because some of you hear wrongly. Before you go outside and say, "Papa said no poor man is holy." That's not what I said. I'm saying a rich man stands a better chance to fall into sin than a poor man. Why? The rich man is in the midst of abundance, the midst of plenty. You don't understand. The midst of plenty. There is a level a man gets to financially that even if he's running from sin, sin is looking for him. There are people who have changed their number severally because sin is pursuing them. There are people that shut themselves up because sin is pursuing them. So I came up to diffuse, to refute, and to abuse that theory, that metamorphosis, that you are pure because you are poor. It's a blatant lie. Very erroneous. It's not correct. It has no basis, no locus standi. Are you following me? So you must have that understanding. Well, kill that mindset. You can be blessed and make heaven. You can be rich and make heaven. God is not against you having money. God does not want money to have you. You can be blessed and be raptured. You can be financially blessed and be raptured. You need money to buy gospel tapes. You need money to buy messages. You need money to buy materials. There are Bibles that cost 50,000. There are Bibles that cost 80,000. There are Bibles that cost amounts of money. So you need money to buy them. Before I go into that, I just want to diffuse that you can be blessed and be pure. You can be blessed and be pure. Abraham had blessings and he was pure. Amen. How do I get riches? In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 11, I like it. The Bible says, and God, the angel of the Lord, said to Solomon, "Because you have not asked for riches." 1 Kings 3:11. Because you have not asked for riches. See, God blessed him. And in chapter 10, verse 23, the Bible says he had more riches than all the kings of the earth. All the kings
of the earth. Please, what does that tell me?
To be blessed,
number one, you must have a good heart. A good heart. And a good heart is fixed on God. God said to Solomon, you have not asked for the life of your enemies. You have not said, those who try to stop my father, let me come after them. The reason some people want to be rich is so that they can prove a point. That's why money will not come. The reason some want money is to prove a point. God said, Solomon, you didn't ask after that. Some people just want to prove a point. When I come out, they will know. By the time I buy that Lamborghini car, that Bentley, when I appear, they will know. Some people walk into places and drop their handsets on their table. Have you seen that before? To prove to you the amount of folk. Can't you see how childish you are? People of your caliber, your age mates, are owning estates. You are dropping phone. Phone. To prove a point. Some people dress. There are people that won't come to church until they have a new cloth. You are not in church. I know they are wearing and going where. That's why they come to church. No, I don't go be here. Can you clothes though? You mean you can't wear? Say, no, I don't wear this one too much. Can you see? It not even fit me again. Come be like Shivo servant. They just, and who cares about the things are happening now? People don't care about what you are wearing. There are people now that go to church in the north, they are looking at the door. You think when people are looking at the door, that's where they will have time to know what you are wearing? You think I'm lying? Ask somebody, what did I wear last Sunday? He has forgotten. I told you how people were praying in the church in Abuja, and two women were arguing. They said, not be him. Say, nah, him. Not be him. They were arguing about what the woman was wearing. Not be him. Nah, him. So while they were praying, one of them tiptoed and touched, put spit of saliva in her hand and touched the woman's wrapper. Now came back to the other woman and said, I told you, not the Hollandis, not Super Prince. In church! In church! Show off. You can't be blessed like that. A good heart is not competitive. A good heart is not a competitive heart. Have you seen people who believe? Let me even shock you. Let me shock you. Let me shock you. Real wealth is a function of lives you have blessed. If you show me a car that you bought and I see you are coming up in life, I will ask you, where does your mother live? Where does your father live that you bought this car? If you are building a house, you are building a house or you have built a house, furnished, collecting rent, and your parents are still living in funny places, that house you have built is testifying against you. Just imagine, your mother is 69, your mother is 75, 79, and she'll still stand on the queue to collect pension. She'll be under the sun, she's taking pension, and you are loading your phone with an airtime of 10,000 every day. And your mother, how much is pension? Maybe 20,000? 20 something thousand. Some will be there for 3 days, two of us. They are there. You can put your family on allowance. No, just imagine my mother now or my father will now stand by the queue. If I catch my mother or my father, if I catch them, pension. Because what I give them is more than pension. Not going to stop. I see eject people, and some of them have children who are blessed. Please, you may be a student. Let me say this to you. Don't say, I have an elder brother that sends 100,000 to my mother. He's getting his own parental blessing. Send your 500 naira. Send your 200 naira. Make it regular. Don't depend on that, your brother. He's getting blessed. I say, my brother is there now. He will take care of my mom. He will take all the blessings. He will take all the blessings. Add your own. One time, it was I think a Christmas season, and one of my brothers had no money and needed to buy stuff for my mom. I brought money. I said, take it. I gave him. I said, take this gift to mommy. He said, why? He said, you have done it. I said, okay, I will collect everything. Be responsible. Take this. Add to it. Say, mommy, take. It's a sign of responsibility. Some of you will buy for your parents what they don't need. Imagine your mother that stayed all her life in the village. You buy her conflicts. Are you not wicked? Which mouth? Your mother that is used to eat drinking too, that is used to drinking no. You buy her corned beef. You buy her geisha. All her teeth are rotten. The mother hold the geisha. She doesn't know if to bless you or to curse you. How can you buy me geisha when I have no teeth? You buy your mother who is 91 stockfish. Can't you see you are planning to kill her? 91 years. You buy her stockfish. Which mouth? A young man carried BlackBerry and bought for his father who is 78. And the father was asking him, is it a phone or a remote control? The young man was looking. How can a man of that age operate a BlackBerry? Am I talking? Tell somebody, have a good heart. Preach that to 7 people. Say, have a good heart. You want riches? Have! The second thing you must have a good heart. Number two, if you want riches, Luke 16:11. He said, if you are not faithful with the unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your hand the true riches? Faithfulness. You want riches? Faithfulness. Never pursue money. Pursue church. Pursue God. Money will come. There are people in church, as the word of God is going on now, they are calculating money. It happened in Port Harcourt. When I said, praise the Lord, a man shouted 2,000. What was he doing? He was calculating money. I said, praise the Lord. I heard from the back, 2,000. Because the man must have been calculated. $500 plus $500 plus $700 plus $3. He shouted 2,000. And everybody turned and looked at him. Sorry, hallelujah, sorry. But the man, he had disgraced himself. Why? That was a function of his mind. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There are people in church. Message is going on. They are receiving call. Some bend and they are typing text message. It's an abuse because the Almighty God is standing by you, talking to you. You can't talk to even a local government chairman. A local government chairman is a chairman of local people. You can't talk to such a person and be receiving a call. You can't even talk to somebody older than you and you are receiving a call, or you are sending an SMS. Now you are standing before the Almighty. He is talking to you, addressing you, and you are typing an SMS. Faithfulness. What your faith cannot do, your faithfulness can do it. What your faith cannot do, you are regular. Faithfulness, you are regular. You are addicted. Faithfulness is addiction. You are addicted. Even if there is nobody in church, you make sure you are there. Even if you are the only person that come for a service, you make sure you are there. God is a rewarder. He's a mathematician. He knows how to account, how to put things together. Even if not person, you are there. I was living in a distance in Benin. In a distance in Benin, around Dumaze, the extreme of Dumaze, close to Santana Market. And every morning I would trek by foot to Faith Arena before 5:30 a.m. By foot is almost an hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours. So I leave the house by 3 and I'm trekking. And I did that for 2 years. Every day. Nobody saw me. Nobody rewarded me. But God had a plan. 2 years. Sometimes I will get there, I will stay by the door. It's not yet open. The security men knew me. You don't come? You don't sleep, so? Sometimes I come, I will start knocking the gate. That's where a security man will start yawning. Who is that? Say, Yusuf,
prayer now 5:30. 5 never knock. I say, open, make I sit down. I wait. I will sit. I was hungry for God. Where else will I be? Where will I go from your presence? And hear people say, weekly service, no, I'm busy. People not the many. Prayer meeting, people not the many. Sunday, church the full. You say a man who is faithful does not select services. You are addicted because in every service God has something to say. Just one person might be there, but God has something to say. Even through a child, even through an ass, God has something to say. You put God first. A faithful man puts God first. A faithful man serves. Job 36:11. If they shall obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Not pressure. Pleasure. Service. A man who is a servant is addicted. He's addicted. Let me ask you a question. If you have an exam and it's raining, will you go? What about the rain? If the exam is 7 and it starts raining heavily by 6, by 7 is so serious, will you enter the rain? But you'll be soaked. How many of you came to church early? Some entered the rain, and some were out there like salt. It's still they follow. See rain now, it's still they follow. Are you following what I'm talking about? Addicted to God. I have never in my life, in my almost 19 years of working with God, I have never dozed in a service. No service, vigil or evening or morning. Not once. In 19 years of following God, there are people, every service they must sleep. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. Every service they must, it doesn't matter how hot the service is, they have that part. At least for 2 minutes. And people like that, they can argue. They argue a lot. That's what they are dozing. And the usher comes. Say, you are saying, am I correct? You are not praying, you are sleeping. Addicted. There is something about faithfulness. It gives you vitality, vigor, strength, stamina. You see, and they grow from strength to strength as they appear before him in Zion. If you are always falling sick, become a weekly service attendant. As keep appearing before God, gradually you keep working on your body. Gradually, gradually. I tell people that have terminal diseases, incurable diseases. I say, don't miss any service. As you appear before God, you go from strength to strength. You go from strength. You get better. You get better. You get better. You get better. That's why men who are always appearing before him, they are always strong. Their muscles are vitalized. For if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Am I talking above you? You want to be rich? Faithfulness. In serving, faithfulness in tithing. Listen, when you make tithe on your profit, you have a shop. When you make tithe on your profit, yourself, tithe. Your shop, tithe. If you have a shop, I think I was telling us about business service you are going to have very soon. If you have a shop or an investment or anything, put yourself on salary. Don't just be eating profits. Put yourself on what? You can't spend more than this profit. Some other profits, put them back to the business. That's what it will take you to run, have a financial stability. Some people, after they have spent, paid worker salary, done everything, what is now left? They now who are tight. It's an abuse to God. It's an abuse. In tight, there are people that don't pay tight. They will say, God, I'm owing you.
The one I'm to pay this week and next week, I'll put them together. Just imagine if God suspend your breath and he says he's owing you. He's owing you oxygen. Never, can't you see? You have been breathing free. If we pay for bread, rich men will buy for their grandchildren. Rich men, wealthy men will buy for their great grandchildren. We will be short of bread. Imagine somebody says, "I've been giving my child." What is happening? Have you ever said, "I've been breathing and breathing"? What is happening? See, Father, I've been breathing for a while. This is my nose needs to rest. Let me take it for servicing. It's free. Be faithful. When you want riches, be faithful. Number three, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Have a good hand. Have what? Let me round up. Nobody's hearing me yet today. A good hand. Two things a good hand does. Number one, a good hand is a sowing hand. Is what? If you are not a giver, you will smell. Givers never lack. Lackers don't give. You will smell. If you are not a giver, you will smell. You know, watch this. You know, money. Can I talk to you? Am I taking too much time in this session? Money assumes the character of the owner. If you give money, money gives itself to you. If you keep money, money keeps itself from you. Money connects money. Money communicates with money. Money talks to money. The money in your house is communicating in the realm of currency with the money in the bank. They communicate. So if you keep money in your house for too long, because money hates to be in a place for too long, it is called currency. Currency means movement. When you say somebody's current, the person moves with time. It's movement. So when you break the law of currency, which is movement, you keep money for too long, the money in the house that you've kept will send message to the money outside not to come to your hand because you are a goalkeeper. If you have that mindset, you won't value money. Money is paper. You won't value money. You just, once it comes, God say, give piam. My account has been empty several times. I just obey God and do some things. And it just comes naturally. It just comes. There are people that they have made themselves olidara. You know olidara? Every kobo they know. Every kobo, that's what they calculate. They are very smart. When it comes to offering, no way. Even in the midst of worship, they give God something radically. They put, I'm giving God anything. And they open their pocket. 1,000 come out. If you are, they drop it. They look for 15 naira. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see. Givers. God can only bless givers. Ecclesiastes say, he that observeth the wind will not sow. One time I was in, I think, Russia, and I sat down, I was meditating on that scripture. He that observeth the wind. I said, Lord, can somebody see wind? He that observeth the wind will not sow. And God said to me, he that waited for all conditions to be right. The wind speaks of the condition. You see, the person that waits for all conditions to be right will never sow. What does that mean? You are waiting for when you have paid your rent, paid your children's school fees, paid everything. Then from what is left, you sow in the midst of need. The kind of sowing that God blesses is the sowing that you sow even in the midst of needs. You sow in the midst of needs. You sow in the midst of need. Tell somebody, have a good hand. That's the first thing a good hand does. A good hand. The Bible says God created all of us. Watch this. God is our creator. Watch this. There are three dimensions.
God is the creator of everybody, but not the father of everybody. There are some people, Satan is their father, but God is their creator. In other words, they have not submitted to God in salvation. They have submitted to the devil. Do you understand that? Then there's a third group of people. Don't forget this. God is creator of everybody, but the father of few, and has respect for fewer people. God respects some people. In Genesis chapter 4 verse 46, it says, and God had respect for Abel and his offering. God respects givers, because God knows every human being wants to spend on themselves. So when you see a man who comes out to give, God respects him. Never put value on money, because money does not respect men that value it. Never put value on monetary things, because they are ephemeral, they are transient, they are temporal. What is permanent is the blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrows. You must understand, money respects people who have no respect for it. All truths are parallel. Money respects people who have no respect for it. There are people, if God wants their car now, they will give him. If it crosses their mind, see their car, they will give him. I've given my car and trekked home. No car. Give that car and trekked home. My wife and I have given our best cars to God. We have emptied that. We have done some crazy things to God. The first 1 million that entered my hand, I gave God. The first 10 million, I gave God. I called my wife. I said, this is what God said I should. He said, go ahead. We came out. I said, Father, didn't we need it? We need it so much. But that's the best time to give. Because anybody can give after settling bills. In the midst of that, you obey God. There are people, their hand is full of ebostic, aradite, glue. They can't. Some have not paid their tithe. They don't ask questions. No, any message you are preaching, they don't ask questions. Tithe. Ekumisa, in tithe, Old Testament or New Testament. I want to know. Holy Ghost baptism, you didn't ask questions. Speaking in tongues, you didn't ask questions. Praise and worship, you didn't ask questions. Because you are a stingy person. Once you get to tithe,
Ekumi, pastor. Any question is bothering me. How can somebody just die inside silence like this? Tithe. This issue of tithe, I'm confused. You are stingy. You are not confused. Why did every other thing confuse you? You are stingy. Why did every other thing confuse you? Tithe. You are asking. I've seen people, once you get to tithe, they are stingy hands. They raise it up.
The liberal soul shall be made fat. The principle of this world says to prosper you must gather, but the principle of God says you must. In account, they say debit the what? Debit, credit, debit, credit. Does it apply to what you are saying now?
And you discover
you never enjoy wealth until the mystery of sacrifice is unveiled. I told you the story of a woman that every Christmas, every convention period, we knew her in Church of God Mission, every convention period, she will give cow to Papa. She will give cow. And convention was around November, Doctor. Convention is November in CGM. She will give cow to the Archbishop. Cow. So one time, our only child died. Our son died. Around August, the woman laughed. She carried her son, put in the car she uses to carry the cow, straight to Benin. August. I ran to Papa's office. Said, Papa, I brought a cow. Papa said, well, you normally bring it November now. This is August. Say, yeah, so they can feed it and train it to be big. Come and check. As soon as Papa went there, he saw a dead child. But this is your son. You must say, Papa, I can't be a giver and Satan take my son. Archbishop said to the boys, take that child to the altar. The archbishop went there and prayed for almost 1 hour, speaking in tongues. The child was still dead. After the archbishop said, Lord, it is better for 1,000 stingy people to die than for one giver to die. Boy, come back to life. And the boy came back to life. Why? Give us!
Any man who gives, who is a giver, has an account in heaven. I can't die. It's not possible. It's not possible. Why? Because I am relevant to the kingdom of God. If you want to live long, become a giver. God knows that givers are few, so he can't afford to lose you. Because he knows if you go, many people will go stranded. But if you are not a giver, you are a stingy man. Even God himself is wondering how you survived till now.
Are you following me? He's wondering how you have been alive. Who permitted you? Because
your hands are, when your hands are like this, nothing enters. The only thing inside is what you already had. But once it's open, things start going in, going out. That's what happens to a giver. Going in, going out. Going in, going out. You cut a covenant with God and say to God, I will give you this, 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 I will give you this. And your doors. Check most American billionaires. They have a certain percentage of what they give to charity. Check most American billionaires. They are philanthropists. They are philanthropists. All the witches and wizards in my family, if there is anyone left, witch and wizard in my family, they pray, they do all night for me, they pray for me, they do vigil for me, they intercede for me. Because anyone I see, I bless them. I say, take, come, take, take what will kill you. After eating my money, go and plan against me. Am I speaking to somebody? Take my money. You can't. I don't let them pass. I bless them. I bless them. I bless them. I bless them. There are some people, even their own children are praying against them. The man is, when they are doing devotion, that is why we put all his family on fasting. When he's expecting a contract. The children, you're not praying, no? You're not praying. Money, money, pray. Children are praying. As soon as money comes, he doesn't attend devotion anymore. So anytime he's expecting again, the children in their mind, say, God, never. Our father is wicked. Don't answer him. Because he's a, you know, when you are a giver, even your family is happy. If you plan against me, my children will use fasting and prayer to kill you. Because they know their father not being around will hinder their canvas and their jeans. So Lord God is blessing our father many more canvas. Some men, they have children, male and female, they wear the same clothes. They tell the first child, pass over, pass your clothes to the next, your brother. He said, daddy, I'm a guy. It doesn't matter, wear the same clothes. So the daughter, who is the first child, gives to the second child, who is a son. Then give to the third child, who is a daughter. One cloth has passed through several generations. And people like that, they normally have 20 children. They can't count. You see their children, they surround them like mountains surround Jerusalem. You can't count them. Sitting in it and because that's how the child are just going like that. Plenty of children.
A man and the wife called me and they asked me a question. I said, sir, we have arguments in our house. I said, what?
Can't a first, a second child wear the cloth of a first child?
I said, very well.
I said, it's nice. My wife is saying no.
The wife said, give. I was saying to the wife, say, give me the phone. Let me air my view. The man said, no. I just wanted Papa to say yes or no. The wife said, you didn't tell the full story. The first child is a boy. The second is a girl.
I say, okay, that one is not good. We say, Papa, you have answered it already. Yes or no? So they can pass clothes. A stingy man. He has money. Oh. He has money. Some people become conceptualized when it's time for money. They sit down. I've seen men that will sit down and enumerate with their wife. The wife said, the money you gave me is not enough. Say, sit down. How much is fish? Say, how much is oil? How much is melon? How much is Maggie? Oh, that woman is too nice. Since your husband knows the ingredients for soup, give him.
He said, how much is Maggi? The wife says, they say, oh, no. In fact, I don't like no. I like Ajinomoto. I don't like no. It affects my stomach. Keep quiet there. You are a wicked person. He lists all the ingredients. Give him. Let him go to the market and prepare the meal. A good hand is a giving hand. Number two, a good hand is a busy hand. Work! We live in a generation yet believers don't want to work. Or you see an able-bodied young man not doing anything. An able-bodied girl. Have you not seen ladies in construction sites carrying blocks? Those are people that are serious with destiny. You are not really broke when you still have hands. Did you hear what I said? You have hands. You are not broke. A person who is broke is a person who is incapacitated, who is disabled. A man who has hand and leg can't say he's broke. There are work sites to go to. There are legal, legitimate. But no, they don't want that money that comes in stipends. They want it in bulk. And we have people around in church who are lazing about looking for favors. No! When you walk to somebody and said, I need 10,000. I already have 5,000. It makes sense. I need 10,000. What do you have? Shishi. I don't have anything. Why won't you have something? There are jobs! For what? Me, I can't do that job. I'm in ground with you. I can't do that kind of job. Can you beg? We live in a generation. If I'm to make suggestions, I will tell the federal government. Not every institution should be a university. Some should be business schools. Some should be schools of technology, infrastructures. Because we are churning out more graduates and they are going to the world to see less jobs. Everybody wants a white collar job, wants to work in an office, wants to become a civil servant. Doesn't matter what you call it, you are a servant, civil or not. Doesn't matter the name you call it, you are a servant. Don't remove the civil, you are a servant. I just hope my enemies will not be much after this service. Am I speaking here?
Work! When you are not working, you waste. Even God Almighty is a worker. Jesus is a worker. John chapter 5 verse 17. Jesus said, my Father worketh it at all, and I work. Do something before you get what you expect. You will not get the kind of work you want now, but do what's available while you are believing God for the one you dream of. A young man, when this place was being built, he wanted to travel. His visa was to expire. He won a visa lottery, needed money for ticket. He was here carrying block. Graduate. He left school with a 2-1. Carrying block. Say, I must travel. He got an amount of money. One time I saw him, I said, I know you. We're talking. He speaks good English. So I got attracted. We got talking. I said, you sound... He said, yes, I left school with a 2-1. I said, I don't believe you until I see it. And he showed me the next day. I said, so what are you doing? He said, I've got a visa lottery. It will soon expire. I have no money for a ticket. I'm not begging nobody. This project is on. So I've calculated daily if I'm coming, excluding Saturday and Sunday. If I come Monday to Friday, I have months before my visa will expire. I said, how much have you gathered? He told me. I counted the balance. I said, travel. Today now is a medical doctor in New York. But now let me ask you a question. Tell people that he carried block. He will tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. Because that's past now. Am I talking to somebody? But many people can never walk. My brother in Winken, he can't send me money. My brother in Winken, he can't give me anything. Winken uncle. Winken runner. I want in church, now there's a prayer point. Pray that all your helpers be restless. Exactly. Papa, not in the best prayer. You are praying in money. Or our uncle that not want to help us. Holy Ghost, Maya, begin to show your name. Begin to show your name. Or our mother, that then they will not help us. Holy Ghost, Maya, begin to show your name. You have been praying for God to torture them for 3 years, and they are not still tortured. Don't you know you are the one that has a problem?
You carry your uncle's picture like a wizard. The man has done nothing, you know. The only problem is that he's abroad. He sent you money before you wasted it. That's how he carried his picture.
Mama, this man in my epa, he don't want to help me. I don't know what is going on.
You have used anointing oil to massacre the picture. Even the face has changed.
The face, the guy's face in the original picture, he was wearing suit, but you have used another to murder it. He's not wearing native. This is a picture. Why? Because your mind is always connected to what you can get. Tell somebody, walk. When you learn tailoring, you learn, it takes a few years. Am I correct? 2 years, you are through. Pastries and flour products, cake, and it takes a few months. Someone came here, she's a graduate, brought a certificate upstairs and a result application. I stopped. I said, learn how to bake. She laughed. But I attended one of the best private universities. I said, you have private foolishness. I'm telling you what to do. You are telling me, I said, you have private foolishness. Do something with your life. Nobody's interested in your container anymore. Men respect women who are not stranded. Women who have money coming to their hands. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? She went back to Abuja, began to learn. After a while, raised more money, bought an oven. As I speak to you now, what she makes a month is times three of what those who have gotten jobs. She supplies offices, supplies school, makes money in profit hundreds of thousands. She brought her car to the last fire night. She bought the car 6.2 million from all of this. She has people working for her now. She would have stayed there waiting for a job. Tell somebody, work. Work. Nobody should be idle. God blesses the labor of your hand, not the confession of your mouth. I am a millionaire by faith. They say, just talk it. So some are just busy talking it and they are still stranded. Your landlord say, no problem, be talking it. When you get back home, you will come and pay your house rent. Keep talking it. And you are there just talking. Work! Nobody in this church should be idle. You see a young man,